This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in the book of 1 Timothy here. Prior to getting started, for more info on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. Lot there, a statement of faith is there. If you don't know it by now, you can go look it up. See what this old boy believes that you might not hear on the radio, but go to the statement of faith and you'll learn more about me and who I am and my doctrine and what I teach. Also, I encourage you to go to islandcommunitychurch.net. My statement of faith, which I wrote up, is on there. That's the church that I pastor, Island Community Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Do some research on the pastor and on the Bible teacher. Find out more about who he is. Find out more about who your pastor is and what he believes. Your church ought to have the statement of faith. They're available for you to look at and read to know what your pastor believes, to know what your church believes. It ought to be plain and out in the open for all to see. We're in 1 Timothy. We might be able to wrap this up here today. And again, we're looking at this pastoral letter. It's a pastoral epistle from one pastor to another. Timothy, Paul's protege, at this time was the pastor of the church at Ephesus. Boy, there's some big shoes to fill from all the people that have been the head of the church at Ephesus, from Paul, who started it, Timothy. And then we're going to read about the Apostle John also was an elder or a bishop there toward the end of his life. We believe after he wrote the book of Revelation and he was near 100 years old, he was there at Ephesus ministering as a very old man there at Ephesus. So famous church there, led by some pretty famous people who love the Lord. Now, let's pick it up here. Let's see if we can wrap this up here today. Let's pick it up. The first part in 1 Timothy 6 talks about slaves, which was, going on there at that time. People say, well, I don't believe in the Bible and I don't believe in God because there's slavery in the Bible. Well, guess what, friend? Yeah, you're right. There is slavery in the Bible. And not only that, friend, but you are a slave too. You're a slave of something. You are either a slave of sin or you're a slave of righteousness. You're chained to either one of the two. It's up to you to decide which one. We read in the book of Romans that unbelievers are slaves of sin. That is, sin's got a hold on you. You're chained to it with no hope. You do have a hope. Your hope is Jesus Christ, who will break the chains of sin off of you so that you no longer serve sin. But you can be slaves of righteousness. Think about that. A slave of righteousness. How would you like to be a slave of righteousness? That is, you're chained to it. Righteousness. Doing the right thing. Instead of being a slave of sin, that sin owning you and controlling you, you can be a slave of righteousness, doing good works, pleasing the Lord by doing good, going out here into this crooked, evil world and sowing good into it and turning this evil world right side up. You can be a slave of righteousness, and you do that by receiving Jesus Christ, turning from your sinful ways, repenting of your sins, receiving Jesus Christ. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. With the heart, one believes, that is, you believe in your heart. You believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. You confess that with your mouth. And the Bible says you're born again. You're born from above. And the sin nature is shattered in your life. The power of sin is shattered once you do that. Once you turn and repent of sin, you can be a slave of righteousness. But you're going to have to serve somebody. It might be the devil, but it might be the Lord. But you're going to have to serve someone in this world. And I encourage you to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Because time is running out. It's running out in this age, and it's running out in your life too. So yes, there is slavery in the Bible. And yes, you are already a slave. Somebody. Chapter 6, verse 1. Let as many slaves as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and his doctrine may not be blasphemed. Now let's pick it up here in verse 3. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless janglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such, withdraw yourself. You know, no matter what the deception and evil may be, but it all goes back to money all the time. It all goes back to money. Have you ever met people like this before? People that are obsessed with disputes and arguments over words in the Bible, from which come, and this is what happens as a result of these arguments, envy, strife, reviling, that's slandering someone with your speech, evil suspicions. Yeah, we've got evil suspicions, but it's no good for you. We shouldn't even be backed into a corner to have to do with this. Just, it's not worth your time arguing over these things, arguing over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wrangling. I think the King James says vain jangling. And that's what it's all vain jangling. While we ought to be out here serving the Lord, recognizing that his return is near, we're wasting our time with vain jangling out here in this world. And it all revolves around money. That's what these false teachers here want. They suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such, withdraw yourself. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. Isn't that the truth? You probably heard it before. Here's one thing in your life you'll never find, friend. You'll never find a hearse that's pulling a U-Haul behind it. You can't bring it with you. Naked you came into this world. Naked you're going out. The Lord Jesus said to store up your treasures in heaven instead of down here on earth, where people can break through and steal, where the moths can corrupt. But store up your treasures in heaven where no one can corrupt it. I encourage you to do that here today. Store up your treasures in heaven. Do things here that have lasting value. All that's done for Christ will last. How are you doing with that? Let me encourage you today to do that. To spend the rest of your life and the rest of your time doing things for Jesus Christ. Doing things in Jesus' name. Leading people to Christ. Ministering to people. Helping people. Helping people get right. helping people with whatever struggles they might be going through. Maybe it's financial. Maybe people just need a friend. Maybe people need encouragement. Whatever it may be, only what's done for Christ will last. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Now, the King James says it's the root of all evil, because the word kinds is in italics, which means these New King James translators tried to soften this down so God doesn't look so harsh. This ought to read, the love of money is the root of all evil, from which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Money can be the death of you every time when you let this happen. The love of money, it's the love of money that can do that. I know a lot of Christians that have a lot of money that do a lot of good with it because they don't love money. They use it to advance God's kingdom. What are you doing with yours? You know, it said that we ought to hold on to what we have with open hands. You know, I've once heard someone else call money currency. That is, it's always flowing. It ought to be flowing from God to you, to your hands, to out here, to this world. Remember, you are chained. You are slaves of righteousness now. Let God give you the money. Let this currency flow to you so that it flows out of you into this crooked world, ministering to people, supporting the gospel, helping people, feed people, clothe people, the homeless, the hungry, the widows, and the orphans, and use that money out here to spread the advancement of the word of God to this dark and evil world in which we live. And his last instructions to Timothy, but you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue, that's chase after, righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life to which you were called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. And he leaves us with this promise here. Well, Paul says that you'd keep this commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ's appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be the honor and the everlasting power. Amen. And to that I say, amen.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.